Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for September 24th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is hour two of two, and our goal, steady as a rock, that is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, the new media is indeed taking center stage, ladies and gentlemen. And you're part of the solution. Donate today. Get involved at LibertyRoundtable.com. All right, Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right, the headline says, a new round of tariffs on Chinese goods. Tariffs on $200 billion. Of Chinese imports are due to take effect today, Kurt. Do you want to respond to this?
Well, it sure would be nice if the accompanying headline said something like, well, because the government's going to be bringing in so much more money from tariffs, then you'll see an accompanying lowering of your gasoline taxes, of your inheritance taxes. I mean, whatever tax you want, but to drop those as more funds come into the federal government.
Now, I find this interesting when you get into the details of this thing, Kurt, a little bit. They say as the Trump administration moves ahead with its threats to punish China for its unwillingness to lower its trade barriers, they say these tariffs will hit a wide array of goods, consumer goods. I guess the tariffs will be initially will be levied at a rate of 10%. And at the end of the year, if no progress has been made in the negotiations, boom, it'll be up to 25%. China, of course, has promised to retaliate against the latest tariffs. Do you want to respond to this, Kurt?
Well, and this is what governments, I mean, it's like for example, you and I, let's say we're doing business, Sam. I mean, and, you sell me widget X and I'm just been tickled pink to buy it for a long time. And I sell you, maybe a pound of butter or whatever it is. And somewhere along the ways, somehow there's a little bit, I mean, we feel like, hey, I should charge more for butter, or you feel like you should charge more for whatever widget, that you're selling. And when you charge a little more, I just decide I'm going to charge a little more. And, that certainly is not something that is out of the range of possibilities. When governments decide to charge more for access to their, I guess you could say, economies or their people, that certainly is something they ought to be able to choose to do. Somehow we consider this idea some kind of a, terrible thing. I look at it and think, well, what's going to happen if, let's say, Chinese goods cost more than we really want to pay? Wouldn't we search for alternatives? And they might even be items that, people in our own country could make or at least used to make. If you're an environmentalist, you might even look at it and say, well, yeah, this might even be good for the earth, because that product that you used to, cut a tree down in like Washington and send it to China, and then they built it or whatever and turned it into a chair and then sent it back to America. You know, it might even be one of those things they'd say, well, man, you're saving the earth because now you're cutting the tree down in Washington and you're making it into a chair right there. And
yeah, but for some reason, this environmentalist,
across the ocean.
For some reason, this environmentalist agenda doesn't have common sense, Kurt. In other words, they're not thinking about it honestly and openly and candidly like you are. They just want to manipulate and regulate and divide and conquer and all these things with the agenda. They're not true environmentalists in that they really care. Right? They're not going to bring that up.
Well, the only way you know if you're a true environmentalist then is you, like, if I put a piece of plastic in the fire, then you come to the defense of the earth. You say, hey, this guy's a criminal. Let's put him in jail.
Oh, yeah, look at the toxins he's putting
that's,
off.
That's how you tell. You know, it seems like in our world today, right, Sam?
Well, it reminds me of the Me Too movement. They're not talking about Bill. If you don't talk
that's
about
exactly
Bill Clinton, how
right.
can you be a Me Too?
They don't want to talk about, you know, those things are a little sensitive on their side, if you will. Right, Sam?
Yes, sir. Now, my point about this tariff scenario, though, is, Kurt, this is now becoming personal, though. It's affecting products that you and I deal with in terms of things we buy, things we sell. It's starting to relate to our companies. You know, what's it going to do to sales? What's it going to do to business? It's a big problem. I think Donald Trump is misusing the intent of the founders when it comes to tariffs, though, Kurt. It wasn't to escalate trade wars as much as it was to legitimately pay for the proper role of limited government. The problem isn't that we punish China for the treaties that have been made or the trade agreements that have been made. We need to just simply back out of them. If we believe they've been made wrongfully, then we need to blame our own people for agreeing to such an agreement in the first place, or, you know, signing on to such an agreement in the first place. It's not the Chinese fault. The Chinese are going to get the best deal they can get. They're not stupid. But why punish the Chinese? Why not come back and say, look, we don't like the agreement that was drawn. Our people should have never done it. We're going to blame our people for it. We're going to rip up the agreement. We're going to start a new agreement. We're going to sit down at the table. In the meantime, we're putting a very small tariff on the goods to make sure that, you know what? We pay for the proper role of limited government in America today. That's what the founders intended. And now we're going to work on a new deal. Couldn't we do that and be a lot less volatile, a lot less controversial? And why punish China for the deal that we agreed to, Kurt?
Well, see,
I think it's
Sam,
all misplaced.
Now, if I was a, you know, normal red-blooded American, then I'm supposed to answer your questions, right? But here's the way you do it if you're in Congress or if you're a, you know, like a news reporter and stuff. I've learned this from the way they do it. You ask me these questions, shouldn't be, you know. And then what I do is I take my time and I just, you know, go to something else I want to. And that's what I'm going to do right now. and that is, for example, in my opinion, I don't know for sure, but in my opinion, what the president's been saying is, you know, they do this to us, and then we give them basically access to our markets like it's no big deal. And I think if that's the truth, and I, you know, don't have any reason to really doubt him, that I think he's right. For example, let's say the Chinese, and these are just numbers that I don't know, you know, I'm just, you know, giving you a what if. Let's say the Chinese, when we try to sell them beef from America, they put 100%, you know, tariff on it. So like I'm selling them a steak for $5 a pound, and then they just basically turn it into $10 a pound in China. And yet they want us to be able to buy, I don't know, sleeping bags or
use chicken
backpacks or, yeah, whatever it is. I mean, wristbands in our case or whatever it is that, you know, you get from China. All of a sudden, you know, they're supposed to be able to sell their stuff. And in the past, the politicians have even explained this to us and said, well, see, it's good if we do business with China because then we kind of help them go from being communists and mistreating their citizenry to gradually you know, getting into the whole free enterprise system, and before you know it, hey, they'll just accept the Constitution and the Ten Commandments and everything else, just because we make deals with them and give them our money. I see that on one hand, we've seen this, in maybe some ways, an opening of their market and their societies. But in others, I disagree. I feel like it's fair that if, you know, one country's going to do something to us, now I know we shouldn't treat others wrongfully, you know, just because they treat us, you know, that's not what the Savior taught us. But in the area of trade, we certainly should be able to say, look, if you want access to our markets, you got to give us access to yours.
I agree, and if you're mistreating
us, you know, then we should be able to raise our price to you. Just like, you know, the previous thing about a mall or whatever else you're talking about in business.
Yeah, I agree. But I would go about it differently, though. And what I would do is try to hold the moral high ground. I would blame our own people for signing an agreement that puts us in the doghouse in a bad position. It's not China's fault. It's our fault for agreeing to that in the first place. So I would tear up the current trade agreement. And then I would simply say, listen, here's how we're going to do it. We're going to put this amount of tariffs. And I wouldn't reward certain goods and services above another for political reasons either. I would say, all right, look, here's the tariffs that we've got. You can sit down and do business with us. And here's the tariffs. We're going to be transparent about them. They do pay for the proper old limited government, but they're not designed to escalate a trade war. They're designed to make sense for America. And now, China, do you want to come to the table and create like-minded, appropriate relationships on these goods and services? Yes or no? Hold on.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of 1-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
So I don't like the tariffs to be used for political agendas. What we're doing right now is we're just basically escalating with China. And there's no details or explanation to the American people about what's really going on and why. So maybe Donald's genuine in his efforts. I don't know. All I know is nobody gets a handle on what's really going on. And right now as a business, I'm just feeling like, hey, you know what? These tariffs, 10%, 25% is just going to destroy my profitability. I got to raise prices to everybody in the country. And it's problematic for me with no explanation. I would basically rip up the trade agreement and say, look, our leaders have betrayed us. They shouldn't have agreed to this at all. We're not going to blame the Chinese for that. We're just simply not going to honor it. We're going to get out of it. Now, going forward, here's what we're going to do tariff-wise. This appropriately pays for the proper role of limited constitutional government. We'd like the Chinese to do the same. Let's give them a copy of the supreme law of the land if they want to go ahead and govern their country the way we do and generate the biggest economy in the history of the world, the best economic engine ever known to man. And here's our tariffs. We're going to transparently sit down with the Chinese now and say, hey, are you willing to be like-minded and fair in your negotiations, yes or no? And I think we could appropriately kind of articulate the argument a whole lot better than we're doing. We could make it a whole lot less political, a whole lot less about Donald and about the Chinese, and a whole lot more about we're willing to treat all countries fairly and openly in trade if they're willing to. It's not about isolationism, but it is about the appropriate proper role of a limited government. And it is about appropriate relations with one another. And I don't know. I think we could go about it a lot different. But I'm telling you right now, are these tariffs affecting your goods, Kurt? Or have you researched? Do you even know if your goods and services are on the list of the tariffed items or not?
I am certain that we're going to see those effects in our
But do you know which items?
Business.
Because you know there's lists that you're supposed to measure your products against. And, you know, you got to
know
this, right?
That I've seen some of these lists, and the problem is they're so difficult to, you know,
really.
Yeah,
you've got to hire experts
like
to ferret this stuff for you, sir.
Well, and even when you do that, after you get it all done, you know, you look and go, well, it's kind of like the tax code. Does that really apply to me? Is that really part of me? You know, I've seen instances where importers will basically relabel their items certain things so that, you know, then, you know, it doesn't apply to them on a certain import duties or whatever like that. So, you know, the one thing I want to go to, Sam, you said you would tear up the previous, you know, agreements and that kind of thing. And, you know, in my opinion, that's exactly what the president's doing and his team.
I hope you're right,
know,
but
simply
I don't see
by
it.
Well, but here's the thing is, Sam, if they had some agreement, you know, and I don't even know what they have, because I think most of this stuff goes on behind the scenes and you never really see it or are, well, it never gets brought to light simply because you have a complicit globalist kind of agenda by most of the media that's going to basically say, hey, we want to promote this whole thing of like a world trade thing and the World Trade Organization. And if we do, there's a spot for us there where we're going to get some of the big cash and that kind of thing. So I think, you know, once again, like usual, most of us are affected by the old phrase that you've taught us for so long, and that is, he who owns the media makes the rules. Let's just pretend, you know, and I don't know this to be true. I've seen some reports on it. I can't identify them at this time. But let's just pretend that there are those instances where the president and his team are working and saying, look, you know, this is how this has been. It's a screwed up system that, you know, these dopes or whatever, these morons, or they don't ever call them, you know, conspirators, but I would call them globalist conspirators, have put in place in the past to basically eliminate our jobs and to move our jobs and the power of this economic engine that you, you know, talked about, to move that, well, overseas or to other borders outside of our country, simply to weaken our, well, our citizenry and our country, simply, at least in my opinion, is an act of treason. That is, this has happened not just with the Obama administration, the Clintons, but so many before them. I know this is me probably drinking the Kool-Aid, but when I heard the president basically stand up and say, hey, this is not just, you know, my inauguration. This is me and those with me basically turning the power of government back to the American people. So now I know that, you know, some would say, well, you're being pretty naive there if you really believe that. Well, you know, that's certainly open for debate. I've been naive plenty of times, but I do believe that that's what's going on here, and that, you know, if it takes me having to pay more and, you know, maybe making it so that at least those guys in America that used to have those jobs making those things might be able to have those jobs once again, then I'm for it. Now, I certainly would hope that my federal government would do like Thomas Jefferson, or I think it was Ben Franklin, when he was asked, you know, what do you have? He said, well, we have a republic if you can keep it. But then he said, what else do you need? And, you know, somebody responded, a wise and frugal government. You know, wouldn't it be nice if we knew that, hey, whatever monies were coming in our, you know, trade agreements or whatever else it was being spent properly. And there was not this, in my opinion, kind of kingmen taking over the government, or insiders or swamp monsters, whatever you want to call them. I would love to be able to say, man, our government's cleaned out and we got good government once again in America.
Well, my response is, I sure hope the motives of Donald Trump are as pure as you make them sound, because if you're right, it would be a blessing. But I personally don't see it. Secondarily, I hope that if we increase our payment on goods and services from China, I hope it amounts to ripping up the current agreement, negotiating at a transparent table for solutions and for the benefit of all of us, including the Chinese. But I don't see that either. And then third, I would say I hope that by us paying more for goods and services, it really accomplishes our goal. The problem is, if it just continues to ratchet up, the problem is, at the end of the day, we don't have the goods and services. We don't have the infrastructure to build the goods and services we need at all. We don't have the supplies, the raw materials, the machinery, the infrastructure at all. And at some point, when does a trade war become a real war? Or when do we kind of back into something that becomes ill-advised or ill-guided at this point? We're not prepared for such a trade war. Neither are the Chinese. So where it goes, I don't know. But I know this, there's no talks. And right this very second at work, we got to change price lists, Kurt. Instantly. 10% more. And how that's going to relate to the economy if we raise interest rates with fake money and we escalate a trade war with China, and then we continue fighting with Russia. And, you know, at some point, I don't know where this really goes for the American people in a day-to-day living standard. No one's giving me a 10% raise, or by the end of the year, a 25% raise. I can promise you that. So where that'll really end up, I just don't know the answer. I just hope that our motives are pure. And I hope you're right on Donald's motives, because if his motives are pure, then I think it'll turn out quite well for America. And I pray you're right. I hope that's true. But I know this, when I see tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese imports that are due to take effect today, it becomes real for the American people in a hurry. And if Donald's not very careful and he doesn't do this very appropriately and transparently so the American people get it, they're going to be pushing to impeach the Donald over this, or use, the 25th Amendment, to literally say he's incompetent to lead and we got to have somebody else take over and impeach him. That's where they're headed with this thing. So time will tell. China's promised to retaliate, and who will get the, you know, worst end of the stick on that? I just don't know. All right, the Senate Judiciary Committee has scheduled a hearing this Thursday for Brett Kavanaugh's accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, Kurt. They caved, and they waited till Thursday for her to testify. What do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, number one, a while back, as far as I can remember, last week they said it was going to be today. So,
yeah, but they waffled.
You know,
the Republicans caved.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a combination. You know, you've got the insider boys that are basically in control of all that stuff, and they're the ones that are calling the shots, and most of the media is complicit.
You're right about that fact. All right, quick pause when we come back. I'm going to talk about 4 out of 4 witnesses, and we're going to talk about the new allegations against Kavanaugh. He's been Roy Moore'd for sure. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I ask you, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans will spend their entire lifetime purchasing food from the supermarkets while having no idea that almost every packaged food product on the grocery shelves is certified kosher. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics, politics, and our identity. In an effort to promote awareness to the kosher question, developers have published an app for your smartphone that features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Kosherified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at thekosherquestion.com. With the cesspool of politics getting even deeper these days, why not leave the swamp and start eating in favor of your own interests? Check out thekosherquestion.com today and download the app.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
This song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, breaking it down like nobody's business. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. So Brett Kavanaugh's second woman comes and says, hey, at Yale, freshman year, and Brett Kavanaugh literally exposed himself, put his body parts in the female's face. And her name is Miss Ramirez, and she says that, hey, she pushed him away and touched him. She said, I knew what I wanted in that state of mind, and well, later she realized it was Brett Kavanaugh. She didn't know that it was him at first. In a statement, Kavanaugh says this alleged event from 35 years ago did not happen. This is a smear, plain and simple. I look forward to testifying on Thursday about the truth. I look forward to defending my good name and the reputation for character and integrity that I spent a lifetime in building against these last-minute allegations. Anyway, the bottom line, the White House even says these allegations are inconsistent with even the women and the witnesses, and the White House is right about that, ladies and gentlemen. Turns out the only witnesses involved so far that we see, all four witnesses deny Christine Ford's story and say that there wasn't even a party. They say the party never even took place that she's talking about. The New Yorker claimed that 53-year-old Deborah Ramirez described the incident in an interview. But here's the interesting thing. After being contacted by the magazine. So you're literally seeing the same exact MO, Kurt. Almost play for play. Page by page that was used against Roy Moore, Kurt.
Does this surprise you, Sam?
It doesn't surprise me that they're making the allegations like this, no, sir. I'll tell you what surprises me a little bit. I expected the Republicans to have a little bit more integrity about this, a little bit more honesty and openness and willing to stand up. Either they could stand up and say, we're not going to hear her claims, and you didn't listen to Bill Clinton's accusers' claims, we're going to ignore them, their conspiracy theory, there's no evidence, and move forward, or double down and say, you're right, good point. Now let's dig into Bill Clinton. We're going to have a hearing, and we're going to have Bill Clinton and his accusers as well. But here's the big problem. This isn't even a congressional or a Senate discussion. Where does the Senate get authority to hear these accusers and literally put Brett Kavanaugh on a virtual, quote, public slash congressional trial over this? If there are allegations, they should be dealt with in the jurisdiction in which they relate. We talked about this on Friday with the good Sheriff Richard Mack, where, hey, if this happened in Maryland for Ms. Ford, then you know what? Let her file charges in a local municipality in Maryland and let the local police dig through this and find out what's real and not. And on its own merits, let it go forward to trial if there's evidence and legitimate allegations. Let's use due process of law. Let's go ahead and have a speedy trial. Let's have the right. Okay. But we're not doing any of that. We're literally making a political theater because at the end of the day, the Senate has no authority to do anything. They're not in the law enforcement branch. There's no jurisdiction that I can see. So the problem that I have with the Republicans is I'm a little bit disappointed. I expected more out of them while they have complete control of virtually everything to at least stand up and either go one way or the other. One way would say, look, we're not going to have a double standard, but you're right. This needs to go forward. Or two, you know what? You guys ignored it when it was the bimbo eruptions, and we're going to ignore it now. But what they've done is they've basically given enough support and promotion to the Democrats' agenda, the socialist, the communist agenda here, which is make allegations with no proof, do it at the last minute to literally commit either election fraud or, in this case, advice and consent fraud, so that people can't know the truth, and do this to meddle in these proceedings and to do so for political reasons. And we're going to give the Democrats kind of their due for doing that so that we look open and honest and fair. Meanwhile, it isn't open, honest, and fair when there's no witnesses. There is no evidence to the allegations. In fact, everything points the other direction, but we're going to move forward. And now what the Democrats have done is they've said, hey, we're going to take advantage of this. Now you're going to hear from Ms. Ford on Thursday. We've got everything we want. Probably Kavanaugh won't be able to be in the room to face his accuser either, which is a serious breach of due process of law. And then they're literally now going to have to entertain this next woman. Because how do you take the first woman's allegations seriously, but not the next woman? And now she has even greater allegations of misconduct. Now it's not with clothes on. It's literally in her face at a party. Now, will there be witnesses? There might be a witness that stands up and says it didn't happen. There'll be another one that says it did happen. Now, where do we go? And so I submit to you that you and I and James Edwards predicted this last week. And we said, hey, Kavanaugh's done for. He won't make it. And I think that this proves it. What next? If we dismiss the next woman's allegations, now what? They put themselves in a never solvable bind on this one, Kurt. And they could have gone so many other directions, but they went the worst direction of all.
Well, first I want to ask you a simple question. Which Republicans are you talking about? The Rand Paul ones?
The ones that make decisions,
Mike
Kurt.
Lee ones?
Hold on, the only ones that matter.
Well, that's
the
key
decisions.
Thing to remember here.
You're right.
Is the fact is, the insiders, the kingmen, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, has nothing to do with
it. Well, it just so happens that the Republicans won't have control right now.
Well, that's again falling into the same thing that says, hey, there's two sides of this thing. When really it's the, you know, basically the kingmen, the guys that control things behind the scenes, are the guys that are making the decisions.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Not the Rand Pauls, not the Mike Lees, even the Ted Cruzes or whatever, the Justin Amash. It's the other guys that are
There's
running
no
this,
doubt it's the
show.
Swamp that's doing this. You're spot on about that. The difference, though, is that it is real. The Republicans have control or the Democrats have control. And I agree they cooperate with each other on the inside swamp, and it's not the good guys as the people you point out. I agree. But nevertheless, it is a situation where the swamp focuses heavily on the top-down power structure in Washington. And just a few leaders make the majority of the decisions, and they punish folks who won't go along. Right now, the Republican leadership is the one that has control. Are they acting in concert with the other swamp monsters on the other side of the aisle? I believe they are. So you got the Democrats that literally are pushing to put this in a crazy scenario that's unsolvable. And then the Republicans are allowing this to happen. Both inside leadership groups are making a difference. There's probably a lot of good Democrats that are not comfortable with what's happening either. But I submit they're acting in concert, and the Republican leadership is making the decisions right now. And so I agree with your point 100%, but I also agree that, you know what? There are Republican leaders making decisions or Democratic leaders making decisions. Yes, they're working together behind the scenes. They're not our friends. They're betraying their base, including senators like Rand Paul and Mike Lee and even Ted Cruz and Justin Amash and several good people. There's no doubt they're doing that, Kurt. I agree. But it doesn't change that, you know what? The in concert happens. They play good cop, bad cop together all the time. It just depends on which day, who's the good cop, whoever is the one that has the, quote, power at the moment. Right now, it seems to be the Republicans. So even though we want to reject their left-right paradigm, their two-party system paradigm, and I agree we need to, it doesn't change the fact that, hey, let's see, what's this guy's name? Is it, it's not Amash. It's Massey, Thomas Massey, is the one documenting from the inside. Lowell just talked about this last hour about how it's the insiders betraying us all. There's no doubt about that. But I haven't seen Rand Paul or Mike Lee or anybody else get a hold of me to propose your narrative on the discussion. They could tomorrow if they wanted to. So could Donald. And I highly recommend that's exactly what they do. Because if we can decrease their power by the new media taking center stage, that would have a tremendous difference in our supporting them, Kurt. So, you know, there you go. Your point's well taken that it's a fact that the inside swamp monsters are betraying us all. There's no doubt about that. I completely agree. Anyway, Lowell Nelson did send me the swamp videos that we talked about. He says the New American Magazine has an incredible article about the swamp videos exposing corruption in Congress. And he links me to it. Then he says this article was posted by Joe Wolverton in July of this year. Readers can click the links in turn to watch them. I would expect the New American to do a follow-up with the new videos to be posted this fall. Thanks, Lowell. So you're right. These leaders are doing the best they can. I think that they mean well. I just think they're, again, going to the wrong sources for solution. Trusting YouTube to be the way you carry out your agenda is a mistake. But you're right. And I think these congressmen who are pretty gutsy, in my opinion, and deserve 100% support, are literally documenting it like no other from the inside, Kurt, and I commend them for their efforts. Any addition on that one?
Well, I don't know what else to add except that, you know, the bottom line is, for me, you know, I don't know that it really helps to continually hit on this idea like it does to basically say, hey, here are the solutions.
And what do you propose as a solution, Kurt? I thought I've been proposing solutions. Let's talk about it. Liberty Roundtable Live.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So Kurt's saying, hey, you know what? To bring this up doesn't do any good unless we talk about the solutions. And I would submit to you that we've been focusing on solutions the whole time. For example, I say that we need to basically dig into this and get to the bottom of it. Kurt said this, and I've said this for a long time. Hey, we need to find out the truth on all these allegations, if they're legitimate. And I proposed, hey, if this girl, Christine Ford or Kristen Ford, literally has a legitimate concern and she wants to go to the court for a redress of grievance, that's the way our founding documents teach us to go. You need to go into the jurisdiction and the municipality where the answers are, where people could truly vet this, find out the truth. If it's a go-forward case with legitimacy and witnesses or evidence, then by all means, let the due process of law and a speedy trial be the order of the day and let it happen in Maryland where this occurred. So I've given Lacey Ford a solution of what she, or Miss Ford, if she's really legitimate, then that's where she needs to go. And so we're talking about jurisdiction and where to go jurisdictionally. We're also talking about Congress saying, hey, I wish they would have gone one of two directions. Either said we're going to dismiss this because they're allegations and they don't relate to us jurisdictionally. You guys dismissed them for bill. We're going to dismiss them here. Or double down and be fair across the board and get rid of this situation where we have kind of a double standard going on, or go forward and say we're going to get to the bottom of all the allegations. Either would be legitimate. At least it wouldn't be a double standard in my mind. And then so when it comes to highlighting the leadership, hey, the Republicans are making decisions right now. Key swamp monster Republicans. And I believe you got an insider group playing Republican and Democrat. You know, if the shoe fits, then wear it. And so we've talked about that. And the goal would be to get people to understand, you know what, your party is betraying you. And Kurt would say, hey, we need to get rid of parties. And I would agree 1,000%. Let's get rid of the partisan politics and let's reward guys like Rand Paul and Mike Lee and even Ted Cruz to some degree to say, hey, some of these people will get to the bottom of it. Justin Amash and Thomas Massey. Thomas Massey literally documenting from the inside how they're being betrayed by their own party. And so I think the highlighting of this, the transparency light shined on this by the new media taking center stage and us talking about the new media is where the answers are and the solutions and then calling your Congress to audit the Fed. I think every bit of this is solution oriented, Kurt.
Okay, Sam.
What do you think? Do you have some solutions you'd like to mention that we haven't discussed?
Well, I know that personally, you know, there's no way for me to really... you know, I'll duel you in a debate.
No, you can talk about solutions we haven't addressed, if you have any.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, you know, you have those abilities a lot more than I do. I just feel like, you know, what I'd rather do is work on sin instead of just continually talking about all the problems. I'd rather work on the solution.
Right, so we got to talk about what solution you're talking about so we can work on it together. One of the solutions, I think, and the reason to keep bringing this up is we've got a very short window that we can get the Congress critters to possibly do something about this Lacey Ford thing. And if we give them some talking points and we literally have enough of us call Congress to work on it, maybe in this short window we can do something about it. We're tying it to the Roy Moore abuse. That's what's happened to him in hopes that it might help with his lawsuit. We've even had on one of the guys, Larry Klayman, that's literally helping or making that lawsuit happen. In an effort to support him in that and stuff like that. So, you know, I'd love to hear solutions that we haven't pointed out Anybody wants to call in at 866-986-6397 and talk about any solutions that we haven't brought up, I'd love to hear them. And Kurt, again, if you want to think about any solutions, this isn't a debate to see who's right as much as it is to say, hey, if you have some solutions we haven't brought up, by all means, bring them to the table. Trevor in Washington is going to do just that. Hi, Trevor.
Good morning, brothers. Thank you for your diligence out there and about the solutions. Appreciate that. And I think one of the main ones would be the sheriffs in the country. And a big, huge shout out to all of them listening that are really trying to stand up to the Constitution out there. And they got their good people in their community that are standing up for the First Amendment, hopefully, right now. And like, we're blessed to be able to be doing that. And so appreciate those guys out there that are working to at least support their sheriff in his high calling that has a lot of responsibility. And for those communities, staying in touch. And then, you know, you guys staying on that media, you know, and then you've got Sheriff Mack out there, man. He's, you know, the CSTOA, that's a great organization. It's a wonderful idea. You know, and then if we can personally, you know, you guys always bring it back to the morality of the people, you know, and it comes down to, you know, did you guys pray this morning? And I'm not talking about you guys, because sure, y'all did, but all of us as Americans, we need to remember in God we trust, and we need to remember where our strength comes from. You know, all those people out there, if you could just please get involved with the sheriff and in your community and be a statesman. Don't be in it for the money, you know, if you can, but you got to get your money somehow. But if you can get in there and try to stay involved a little bit, and then just become prepared yourself. So.
And thanks, Trevor. We appreciate it. The last hour, Lowell Nelson made this point, and I concur. One way to curtail the size and reach of the central government is for state and local government to erect barriers against such tyranny, such as their power, such as their duty. I think that's a very clear solution-oriented idea as well.
Yeah, and the thing is once you get behind your sheriff and you get behind people that have some pull, then you matter. But if we don't unite and become united, we're not as strong. And so that's why it's important to stay with your sheriff and your local leaders and things like that. And then if we can have some unity in the media, that's great too. And then we're just so blessed, and always focus on your blessings and acknowledge God's hand in all things so we don't offend him. And share that love and charity and try to be, you know, free yourself of racism and prejudices and bring the Christian unity to fullness instead of division. If we can unite as Christians in America, there's your solution. You know, and if we can support the actual Constitution, that would be great. You know, the money gets in the way of that Christian unity a lot of times. The money gets in there. But we need to have a non-paid ministry for the Christians, and they need to get together on the Ten Commandments. We don't see that anywhere. You don't see the Ten Commandments. People don't even know what they are a lot of times. So we got to get those out there.
Amen to that. You want to respond, Kurt?
Well, I don't know how to say I agree more, you know, for example, when you say what solutions I would present, you know, I think, you know, I've talked about those a lot of times, but I was just over the weekend, I was thinking about how, you know, in the early days when you and I became aware of some of the problems in our country, you know, we were searching for solutions, and we did some things that, you know, we would highly recommend others do, and that is we got involved in the media. And I know that our little you know, part of the media. Some would say, hey, it's so little and it really doesn't make a difference. You got the CNNs and all the other guys that are just really controlling things well. Yeah, but what if there were a whole lot more of us? I was just looking once again, like I do every so often.
And by the way, this is a solution we've talked about continually, and we need to keep talking about it, by the way.
Yeah. And there are so many, I just look in just kind of a quick look at, for example, at least in this case, radio stations for sale. And, you know, I thought it was amazing. I'm seeing a Washington, D.C. AM available, a Charlotte AM station available, Orlando AM station available, three AM stations with translators, and I think that's in Arizona available. You know, and some would say, well, yeah, but, you know, you got to have some big money to buy these. Well, in some cases, yes. But in other cases, in my opinion, these radio station owners are going to be lucky to get, you know, a few cents on the dollar simply because you got stories like this one that says Sirius XM agrees to pay $3 billion, you know, in stock for Pandora to create the world's largest audio entertainment company. So I think there's, you know, more and more opportunity if individuals, whether it's they got to be patriotic American loving people to do this, or else they're gonna take their money and look for some investment like cryptocurrency or something to, you know, do like that. But at the same time, if they do that, they may just basically see their complete loss of their country. So that's why we recommend, you know, involvement in saving the best opportunity for promoting God, family, and country there ever was.
And I agree. One of the great solutions is to have us involved in the media, to tell the tale and educate others. That's how we got involved, Kurt, from that same way. That's how our buddy Joe Bannister got involved. He heard an interview on the radio with DV Kid, and he got educated. And, okay, the way we got involved is by the radio. So, you know, the choir continues to grow, and it's something that we ought to continually work on. There's no doubt about it. It's a great solution. I mean, I completely agree with that. You know, we celebrated, for example, the signing of the Constitution 231 years ago. We celebrated that last week. I think that's one of the solutions, to remember what our founders did and celebrate their efforts and carry those efforts forward. So we're doing that, too.
And the caller's call to recommend, you know, the uniting of the good Christian people. You can see how it works when it comes to, you know, protecting life. In the few instances where they really work together, they can protect life. They can also, we've seen homeschoolers united that shut down Congress. So it doesn't require some huge percentage of the American people. What it does is it requires an active, involved citizenry that, you know, don't just do it on, you know, the day to vote.
That's a fantastic reminder, a reality check that, you know what, we're always waiting for something to be super huge and massive, and we don't got to do that. We just got to do our part, do our best, and trust in the Almighty for the rest. Any final comment, Trevor?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I think what you guys are doing is on track, and, you know, with the AM stations, I can hear that, but, you know, if you guys can just focus on what you're doing, I think you're doing great with the internet. You guys are, you know, available that way, because everybody's got the internet these days, but, you know, you just need to keep spreading the good word, keep doing one day at a time. You guys are doing great. I think you're getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and, you know, more people are liking you and talking about you, so just keep working with the Americans like you already are, with the leaders around the country like you already are, you know, and the good word will spread. The Give Me Liberty Fund is a great fund.
Final word's yours, Kurt.
I encourage all of you guys to be part of it.
Trevor's right on. Good job, Trevor. Thank you, Sam.
Hey, we all got to work on it, ladies and gentlemen. I get the frustration from Kurt, though, that it sounds like sometimes we're just harping on the negative. But in my opinion, we've got to understand the whole message from these videos that are being put out is how the Republican leadership goes along with these shenanigans. And the inside swamp monsters are in control on both parties. And the good guys, Republicans in this case, where you got Thomas Massie and others, they're doing their very best to expose it, to blow the whistle. And they're asking for our help. So that's the reason that I double down on these issues so hard right now, because they're asking for our help, and I'm helping them expose the criminality on both sides. And then we need to unite to do something about it. I'll be trying to reach out to Thomas Massey and others as well. Thanks for being alongside. LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate today. This nation shall endure.